Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jim Hawk. The European Union is condemning North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket as a threat to international peace. From Brussels, Terry Schultz reports the EU is demanding that North Korea abandon its pursuit of weapons of mass destruction.
EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini is calling the North Korean rocket launch a direct threat to international peace and security. North Korea said early Sunday it had put an Earth observation satellite into space, which uses the same technology as a ballistic missile that can be used as a weapon. Mogherini calls the launch an outright and grave violation of Pyongyang's international obligations under UN resolutions to end its ballistic missile and nuclear programs. She says North Korea should return to negotiations with the world community. The French government describes the North Korean action as a senseless provocation, calling for a rapid and tough response from the UN Security Council. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Virtually every presidential candidate is in New Hampshire, campaigning in the final hours before the state's Tuesday primary. But as NPR's Tamara Keith reports, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was in Flint, Michigan on Sunday.
The city of Flint is in the midst of a crisis, with lead leaching from pipes into the city's water supply. Clinton has sent staff out to Flint to try to help city leaders and made the trip out herself to meet with affected families. Lead poisoning can cause health problems and mental deficits. Clinton said it's still not clear how many children have been hurt, but
we know that even a single child suffering lead poisoning due to the state's neglect is one child too many.
She's trying to put pressure on Republicans in Congress to support $600 million in relief funds for the city. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has also been speaking out on Flint. He's calling for Michigan's governor to resign. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Southeast Massachusetts may get the brunt of a snowstorm that's heading for the East Coast. The National Weather Service has issued a blizzard warning for that part of the state, saying it could get up to 18 inches of snow Monday. The rest of Massachusetts, plus Rhode Island and eastern Connecticut, could see winter storm conditions with 4 to 8 inches of snow. Denver linebacker Von Miller is the Super Bowl 50 MVP. He forced two fumbles and got 2.5 sacks to help the Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers 24-10 for the NFL Championship Sunday night. Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning was pleased.
It takes a lot of hard work and got to have some good fortune. And so we were very grateful to be here, to be in this game, to play in the 50, the Super Bowl, and certainly to be victorious. It's very special. Beat a great football team.
At 39 years old, Peyton Manning is expected to retire with his second Super Bowl victory, but Manning brushed off questions about stepping aside, saying right now he just wants to celebrate the win. This is NPR News. A professor at an evangelical college who was suspended for statements regarding Christians and Muslims will no longer teach at the school. NPR's Camila Domonoski reports.
Dr. Hawkins had tenure at Wheaton College, an evangelical Christian school in Illinois. She was suspended in December. The political science professor had vowed to wear a headscarf during Advent in solidarity with Muslims. Administrators said wearing a headscarf wasn't the problem. It was her Facebook post about her decision, where Hawkins wrote Muslims and Christians worship the same God. Last month, Hawkins told NPR her statement doesn't contradict evangelical beliefs.
Muslims and Christians are people of the book. We worship the God of Abraham.
Hawkins faced possible termination. Before her hearing, the school and professor released a statement saying they have agreed to part ways. Camila Domonoski, NPR News.
The national average for regular gasoline now stands at $1.82 a gallon. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says gas prices could go lower if the price of crude keeps tumbling.
It's been a drop of 23 cents per gallon just in the past 4 weeks. It's not possible to know if the price is hitting bottom because the gasoline price will follow crude, and we can't tell whether that is hitting a bottom.
The price of gasoline dropped another 8 cents in the past 2 weeks. Kung Fu Panda 3 is still topping the box office. The sequel earned an estimated $21 million in its second weekend of release. The 50s Hollywood satire Hail Caesar opened in second place, and The Revenant came in third. I'm Jim Hawk. NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.